Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Mem Aleph Menachos 41. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing a question whether or not we consider to be the tzitzis, the garment that we wear, which has four corners, and we put strings and fringes upon it. We consider that to be a chovas gavra, meaning to say that the person has to wear tzitzis if they are wearing a garment which has four corners, or do we say it's a chovas talus, that every garment that has four corners, regardless of whether or not it's being worn by a person, must have the fringes on it. Even if a person's not wearing it, it's supposed to have fringes upon it, as long as it has four corners. So comes along Shmuel, and Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna cites the position of Shmuel, who says kalei kuvtza, that means to say a garment that has four corners that is placed in a box, it's placed in a drawer and it's not worn, chayovim b'tzitzis, it's still going to be, is required to be obligated to wear tzitzis. And Shmuel seems to be following the position that the obligation to have tzitzis on a garment is not only when the garment is worn, but at all times that this garment has four corners. However, Moda Shmuel b'zakein sha'asa l'chvodo, Shmuel himself admits that a person who is older makes a garment for his honor. This is a euphemistic expression that if they're making shrouds, tachrichen, for burial of a person, then under those circumstances, sheptura, that they are exempt from the obligation to wear tzitzis. Meaning to say, if they're shrouds, which have four corners on them, but their shrouds are placed in a box, we don't have to put tzitzis on the shrouds. What's the reasoning? My time, asher techaseh ba. The Torah says, with respect to the mitzvah of tzitzis in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 12, you shall make fringes on your four corners that you shall wear it. We see from here that the Torah is obligating only those garments that are ready to be worn. And this tachrichin, this is high lavli chasuye yavida. This tachrichin, these shrouds, are not made to be worn. They're just made to go on a person when they are no longer alive. And so when we say worn, we mean wearing the garment while they are alive. And so since this tachrich and these shrouds are made for a person when they are to be worn when they're dead, therefore they're not obligated to have tzitzis attached to them. And even though the tachrichim are going to be staying in their drawer and they're exempt from the mitzvah of tzitzis, nevertheless, b'ahi shata, at that moment, says the Gemara, that we place them on the dead person, that we place the shrouds on the dead person, v'adai raminale, we certainly place the tzitzis upon this garment. And what's the reasoning? Mishum lo'eg l'arash cheref osehu sameh le'ed lo'yinakeh. This is a verse from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 5, and means to say lo'eg l'arash, that's a person who mocks a poor person, cherif oseh, who is doing a horrible thing because God, you're mocking his creator. God is the one who created him. And so thereby, by mocking the poor person, it's like you are mocking Hashem Yisbarach. And so therefore, under these circumstances, if we put the tzitzis on them, so if he's not wearing the garment with the tzitzis, it's going to be like we're mocking him and saying, oh, look, you can't perform the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, so we're mocking you. And so therefore, says the Gemara, Vadai Raminanle, it's certainly the case that we place tzitzis on such a person who is dead. We certainly place tzitzis on him. Well, even though the Gemara says we certainly place tzitzis upon him, it's not clear that that's actually the practice. And because even though in our sugya it says, in our Gemara it seems to be saying very clearly that we're supposed to place tzitzis on the shrouds, on the tachrichin of a dead body, Tosos, in several different places in Shas, point out that that's actually not the custom. And the custom is not to do that. And in fact, Tosfos talks about different customs. That one custom is you place them on them and then you immediately remove it. So what's the reasoning that we don't follow this position of our Gemara, which was certainly to, which where the Gemara says certainly we place tzitzis on a dead person? So Tosfos gives a few different answers in different places. One answer is that our Gemara was only referring to the time where the sages were around, in the time of the Talmud, where under those circumstances everybody was wearing what we would call ponchos today, or as they're out, as their garments. And so therefore everybody was walking around with four cornered garments, and so therefore there was nobody who wasn't wearing tzitzis. So under those circumstances, if when a person dies he will be buried buried without tzitzis, that's going to be indeed a great mockery of that person, because his whole life he was fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, and now he's exempt from it. But in our days, says Tosfos, writing in the 13th century, where not everybody wears tzitzis, and so therefore we do not place the tzitzis on the person while he's dead, because we didn't wear ponchos. In Tosfos' time, they were starting to see for the first time the talus cut on the smaller talus, but they didn't wear like these ponchos, so they weren't wearing these big tzitzis or katalus all the time. And so therefore Tosfos says, if we put him on him, it's a mockery, because while he was alive, he wasn't wearing the tzitzis all the time, and now that he's dead, he's fulfilling the mitzvah. And even though we know that there were some people who their entire life fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis, Tosfos says, we still didn't do it, because that would be embarrassing to those people who weren't one of the ones who wore them while they were alive. So therefore, Tosfos says, so it's not to embarrass people and it's not to mock the dead. We don't put tzitzis upon them. This is actually an important point, that when it comes to hespedim and eulogies, we shouldn't embarrass somebody by saying something about them that wasn't true. That's not an honor for the dead. That's actually insulting to them. Rabbeinu Tam, writing in the 12th century, also records a custom of the people of Luthier, that since the tzitzis goes up to be the numerical value we've discussed of 613, and so therefore, if a person puts the tzitzis on, it is on the dead person, it's like they're saying, we have fulfilled every single mitzvah of the Torah, and it's almost like they're testifying falsely, and so therefore, the people of Luthier, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't necessarily like this reasoning, but the people of Luthier said we should not wear the tzitzis on the dead people for this reason, because it's like you're making a claim to having kept all the commandments when in fact you didn't actually keep them. And so therefore this argument about what to do with the tzitzis on a dead person is indeed, there are many different customs about this even to the present day.